In the gradual today, we heard that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we have to understand that in a couple of different ways. First of all, today is the first day of the new creation. When we look at what happened a couple of days ago, we remember that it was on the sixth day of creation that God created humanity. It was on that sixth day, which would be Friday, that God redeemed us through the death of his Son. On the seventh day, God rested. And on the seventh day, so did Jesus. And on the first day of the week, that was the resurrection. Just as the first day of creation, God created, we are told, light and darkness. It confuses people sometimes because they say, well, how can there be light and darkness when the sun wasn't created till the fourth day? The light and darkness of the first day had to do with the creation of the angels and the choice that they had to make. So just as we heard in the Victimae Paschale, there was this choice that the angels had to make between everlasting life and everlasting death. It was to enter into the glory of heaven, or it was to be apart from God for eternity. And so in the Victimae Paschale, we heard that there was this duel that took place between life and death. On the first day of the new creation, life won out. Not for the angels, because the angels cannot change their mind. They made their choice before God even began his material creation. So the choice between life and death now is ours. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we didn't have the opportunity to make the choice. Certainly people could choose for God and they could live their lives for God. But there was no hope that they had of everlasting life. But now we have that guarantee. For those who choose to live their lives for the Lord, we have a new creation. And it's not just that we have a new creation. St. Paul says we are a new creation. That what God is doing in you and me is something entirely new. We have been recreated in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And how do we understand that? Because what we are by nature, made in the image and likeness of God and very good, and yet we were all destined for death. But now we have been recreated. Not only in the image and likeness of God as it was in the first creation, but in the new creation, we actually participate in the very nature of God, in the life of God, and we have become children of God. And because we are children of God, we have the opportunity then to spend eternity with God. And so right back to that very first day of creation where the angels had a choice. Now the first day of creation gives us a choice. Prior to our Lord, humanity didn't have that choice. Well, they had it in the garden. Adam and Eve had that choice. And they chose rather to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil rather than to eat from the knowledge from the tree of life. But now we have the tree of life. And the very tree that was used by humanity to put God to death, the very source of death, if you look at it that way, has become the tree of life. It is from the crucifix that life comes forth for us. But it is only in the resurrection that that life is revealed. So we see the battle that goes on between life and death. between Jesus, who is the author of life, and Satan, who is the one who first chose death. They chose darkness rather than light. They chose falsehood rather than truth. They chose death rather than life. Now you and I have the opportunity to make those same choices. We live in a society that has chosen death, that has chosen darkness, that has chosen a lie. But we, Jesus said, are to be the light of the world. That means we have to choose that light. It means we have to choose life, to be able to recognize the glory to which you and I are called as children of God, as people who participate literally in the very nature of God. In your baptism, God made you his own son or daughter. He raised you up to a supernatural level of acting and being and literally gave you a participation in his own nature. So as astounding as it is that we are made in the image and likeness of God, it is infinitely more astounding that we would be remade to become the very children of God. And so we have divine life, not just natural life, but supernatural life. Certainly we have our natural life that we received with our birth, actually with our conception. But now with baptism, we've been given supernatural life. We have been baptized into the very person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the Christ because of his passion, his death, and his resurrection. We wouldn't be able to call him the Christ if he didn't die and rise on the third day, as was foretold in the sacred scriptures. But it's one thing to be able to look back 2,000 years ago and say, look at what he did. And indeed, that is what we're celebrating today, what he did. He destroyed death. He revealed life. But it's not just about what happened 2,000 years ago. It's what's happening at this very moment. Because you and I have been remade. You and I have been recreated. This is the day the Lord has made. That's why St. Paul tells us, therefore, look at our Passover. And so we need to get rid of all of the things that are negative. We need to get rid of the death. We need to get rid of all the bad stuff. And we need, he said, to live in sincerity and in truth. That word sincere is one that people oftentimes don't quite understand. We just think it means, you know, having goodwill, being kind. The word sincere literally means without wax. It's like, what's that mean? It means that in the ancient world, what they used to do is they would take a piece of marble, and if the marble had an imperfection in it, a hole in it, they would fill it in with wax. And so sincere literally means there's nothing fake. We didn't fill in the holes with wax. We are to live according to who we are as children of God. We're not to put on a facade, but rather we are to be who God made us to be. That's the opportunity that we have, to live according, as St. Paul says, to live according to the freedom of the children of God. That's the freedom. Get rid of everything that is fake. Get rid of everything that's a lie. Get rid of everything that is not true. And live according to the children of God. God who is life, God who is truth, God who is love. That's whose image and likeness you are made in. And that's now who you have been recreated to be a child of. And that's what God is asking of each and every one of us. So the resurrection, as wonderful as it is for us to look back 2,000 years ago and celebrate what is literally the single greatest event in human history, is about us today. What's going to happen up on the altar in just a few minutes is going to be the death and resurrection. At the moment of the consecration, as the priest bows down at the death of our Lord, and then he stands up and elevates the host because of the resurrection. It is the glorified Jesus who is truly present in the Holy Eucharist that you will receive into your own self. And you can do that only because you are a member of Jesus Christ, because you share his life. And therefore, he can give himself to you and you can receive him into yourself. He who is God, he who is life, he who is light, he who is truth. So again, this shows us how we are to live. It's not just a political thing. He didn't defeat the Romans, as some of the Jewish people thought that he might do if he's the Messiah. It wasn't about politics. It was about something infinitely greater than politics. It was about your soul. And that's what each one of us has to look at. To be able to look at him and say, he did this for me. Not just that he did it for all of humanity. Yeah, he did do it for all of humanity. But he's going to give himself to you individually in Holy Communion. He did this for you. You're going to receive him into yourself. This isn't about everyone. This is about each person individually, because he loves you individually. And now he's asking us to love him, to do with him what he has already done for us. So while it is true that all of us will one day have to enter into death, we need no longer be afraid. If we keep ourselves in the state of grace, if we are truly living with the holiness that we should be living, then we know that we're going to be able to go to heaven. We know that eternal life is open. We know that this body of ours is going to rise from the dead. And we need to be very clear. It's not just the people who are going to go to heaven who are going to rise from the dead. Every single human person ever to have lived in this world is going to rise from the dead. The only question is where we're going to spend eternity. Because in the fullness of our person, both body and soul, we are going to live forever. All of us, whether we're baptized or not. Every single person is going to rise from the dead. But through our baptism, through our incorporation into Christ, we have hope. Death isn't the end. Death is simply the means to be able to get to where we want to be. We want to get to heaven. We want to share in the glory of God. It's already happening in your own soul. But that's just a foreshadowing of what God has for you. And so we are now called to start to live as children of God, to live as citizens of heaven, to be in this world of darkness and to be light, to be in this world that has rejected truth and to embrace the truth and to live it, to live in this world that has embraced death. Look at what's going on. Just look at politically what's going on. These unfortunate souls, it's all about death. We're supposed to be about life. And this is the great blessing right now that we have. The clear choice. Because there isn't a middle ground anymore. You're about life or death. You're about light or darkness. You're about Christ or Satan. We have a choice. And we have to make that choice, because to say you don't want to make the choice means you already did and you chose the wrong way. Choose Jesus. Choose life. Choose truth. Choose the light. This is the freedom that our Lord has won for you. That's what we're celebrating today. So for 6 weeks, we haven't said alleluia. Today, we proclaim alleluia, which is two Hebrew words that mean praise the Lord. Is that what your life is all about? To the praise and glory of God? That's what it should be about. That's what this day is all about. This is the day the Lord has made. And therefore, we rejoice and we are glad in it. So think about these things, ponder them, and look in your own heart. Because these are not just simply objective truths, while they are indeed, they are subjective truths. That means they are for each one of us individually. Because each one of us must make a choice. The choice will not be made for us. God gave you a free will, and he gave you a mind. And so he gave you a mind for the truth, and he gave you a will to love, to choose. And so each one of us has to make that choice. God already made his choice. God chose you. Think about that. Out of all humanity, God chose you. That's pretty astounding. And he wants you to be with him for eternity. He wants you to share his glory in heaven. He wants you to live as his own son or daughter for eternity. And so we live in this period of time so that we can make the choice of where we're going to spend eternity. Choose carefully. Choose prudently. 3,500 years ago, Moses looked at the people. He said, "Today I put before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." He said, "Choose life." What did we hear in the sequence? Life and death dueled. The choice is there before us. So nothing is new. Choose life, eternal life. Choose Jesus. Choose to live your life in sincerity and truth. Get rid of any of the facade, any of the false nonsense. Live your life as a child of God. Live in the freedom of the children of God. Live in this world with our focus set on heaven so that we're not living just like everybody else around us. Because most of the people around us have chosen the wrong way. Get on the right path, the path that's going to lead to heaven. It's not an easy road. The Lord told us that. We're going to be rejected. We're not going to be liked if we're going to walk on that path, because it's not politically acceptable. It's not socially acceptable. But Jesus never has been. And so if we're going to be members of Jesus Christ, neither will we be. That's why it's so obvious to everyone in the world who is going to choose which way, or who is choosing which way. Because if we're going to live as children of the light, we're going to be walking in a certain way. If we're going to choose the darkness, we're going to choose a different way. And it's really obvious, the difference between light and dark. So this is the first day of the new creation, the day of the choice of light and dark, the day of the choice of everlasting life and everlasting death. Life has won out over death. Life is at work in you, in your soul. Embrace it. and live it and become the saint that God has called you to be, so that you can spend eternal life with him. That is what this day is all about. It is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Alleluia.